Welcome again, everybody, to the Newsmakers Podcast. I'm Kyle Guerrero, Managing Editor of the ACHR News. Today we are talking with Mark McCracken, who is CEO of Kelmec and Chair-Elect of the USGBC. We're talking energy efficiency, green living, and the economy. Come on in and stay a while. See you on the other side. On the phone, we have Mark McCracken, who is CEO of Kelmec and Chair-Elect of the U.S. Green Building Council. Thanks for joining us today, Mark.
It's good to be here.
To start us off, why don't you tell us a little bit how you got into the field?
Well, I graduated in 1976 with a degree in engineering from the University of Rhode Island. And back in that time, we were sitting in gas lines, waiting for gasoline every other day sort of thing. But basically realized that at some point renewable energy was going to be important. And so I joined Kelmec in 76 working on solar collectors.
Okay. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about Kelmec and off-peak cooling systems?
Kelmec was founded back in 47 by my father, and it was a creative engineering department company. And basically, he developed products for other companies, but he also invented products for himself and manufactured them over the years. The one everybody knows is the hot dog machine in the ballpark where the pipes and the hot dogs are in the cracks going around in the center, but the main one he invented back in the late 70s was thermal storage devices, or basically big tanks that we make ice in at night, and then during the day you melt the ice in order to cool a building. So it's connected up to the building's cooling system, and the occupants don't know it, but their cooling was created the night before when electricity is much less expensive, and it's more efficient to generate at night, and it's less polluting.
Okay, great. And that the hot dog invention is pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Well, what do you see for the future of the company, and were you guys able to successfully navigate this recent economic downturn?
Well, I think the future looks extremely bright. The whole issue with renewable energy is that it's trying to replace fossil fuels, but fossil fuels are not just energy. They are a form of stored energy. Renewables are real energy. So, you know, wind is moving and solar is hot. So if you're trying to replace stored energy with real energy, you can't forget the storage aspect of what you're trying to replace. And our entire electric grid is based on energy storage. So the energy is there when we need to burn it in order to create the electricity. So as we move towards renewable, energy storage is going to be very important. You can store it on the grid side of the electric meter. You can store it on the building side of the electric meter. There's only a few ways to store energy, and thermal energy, like storing of cooling in ice, is the least expensive way to do it. And actually, that's what most of the electrons are needed for during the daytime on hot summer days, is creating of the cooling. So I think the future is very bright. Concerning the second part of your question, yeah, we've come through this downturn really without a hiccup. I think sales dropped off maybe 7% in 2009, but that was after 3 years of 20% growth a year, so it really had very little effect. And things have picked back up, and I think we'll be back up to our highs this year.
Oh, outstanding. For our contractor listeners, how do you sell them on this product, and is installation difficult, or how do they get involved?
Well, our product is designed by the engineer. It's a little bit different from the standard system. A standard system, large building that uses a chiller. We call that a chilled water, you know, circuit. We use the same chiller as is normally used on a building, and all we really do is we add the storage tanks, we add a couple diverting valves, and then instead of circulating water through the pipes and the building, we add some antifreeze to that water so we can take it below the freeze point of water. The controls have to be modified to run the chiller at night instead of during the day, but essentially it's very similar to the existing system. For the contractor, it's just a different looking thing, that has to get piped together and then filled with water. So it's very similar to a chiller, but it has no moving parts. It doesn't create the cooling. It just stores the cooling.
Okay, that's interesting. You're also the chair-elect for the U.S. Green Building Council. For those listeners not real familiar, can you tell us a little bit about the USGBC?
Yeah, USGBC was formed about 16 years ago, and about 11 years ago it created the LEED rating systems for basically evaluating how green your building is. LEED has become extremely popular, certainly in the U.S. and around the world. I think a third of our projects, or quite a bit of our projects, are overseas. LEED breaks up the building and then rates it from certified to silver, gold, and platinum levels, and obviously the higher the level, the greener the building is. Our product integrates into that quite well in new construction because they use ASHRAE 90.1, which evaluates buildings on their energy cost reduction, and since electricity is half price at night most everywhere in the country, our product helps greatly on moving towards LEED and getting some LEED credits.
Okay. What motivated you to get involved with the council? What did you see in them that made you want to be a part of the organization?
Well, from the really big picture, my brother's one of the top scientists in the world on climate change. He's 12 years older than I am, and he's been in the business over 40 years. And so the whole impact of CO2 on climate change has been something that I've been quite aware of basically all my professional career. So the U.S. Green Building Council was created to address buildings. Buildings are 40% of the energy usage and an even higher percentage of the material usage. So buildings are going to have a big impact and do have an impact on our climate. And so if we're going to deal with climate change, energy independence or, national security, that sort of thing, we really have to green our buildings and reduce the impact that they're having on the environment. The USGBC is the premier organization for addressing exactly that. So it was right in line with my principles.
Okay. And you guys recently had that Green Build event in Chicago. How did that go this year and what was accomplished?
Oh, it was a huge success. We had over 30,000 people come to Chicago. There were, I think it was 1,200 exhibitors showing. We had 130 different educational seminars. It was amazing. Approximately 12 or 13,000 people came to the opening plenary to hear Colin Powell speak. We had Paul Hawkins there, who is just a spectacular person and understands this whole effect that human species are having on this planet in an amazing way, very well spoken. And so I thought the seminars were terrific, and a lot of very positive people. You wouldn't know the economy is in a difficult shape if you were walking the halls of that exhibition center. It was very upbeat, very positive. Everybody feels like they're working on the right thing. The most amazing thing about USGBC right now is we are certifying over a million square feet a day of buildings. So there are people out there that go one way or the other on LEED. They're not happy about certain things, but a million square feet a day is a lot of people trying to do the right thing, thinking about green, and starting to transform the marketplace.
Sure, that's good to hear. That kind of leads me to the last question here before I let you get out of here. Obviously, green has become a pretty good buzzword the last few years, and it seems to have a lot of momentum. Where do you see the green movement going in this country in the near and then the long-term future?
Well, I think green will just become the norm at some point. USGBC will always be pushing the envelope to get to net zero and then to regenerative buildings. I mean, that's what LEED's about. We're really not looking at the code level buildings. We're trying to push it forward. There is so much that has to be done in order to really get our climate under control, to get our energy usage under control, that I only see things getting more and more intense in the green industry. I mean, you can't export jobs that have to do with people insulating buildings. And so if we start focusing on the jobs and the greening of the country by putting the work here and doing better, we'll need less energy, so just less money goes out to other places. So I really feel that the green movement is something that can help this country in many, many ways on many fronts.
Sounds like a plan. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, Mark. We really enjoy your perspective, and we'll let you get back to work.
You're quite welcome, and have a great weekend.
All right, thanks. Thanks for taking the time, Mark, and thanks to everyone for tuning in. If you have any general comments or guest suggestions for the podcast, please visit www.achrnews.com/podcast. Good times, everybody.